You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 334.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin.
Feeling better?
I am.
You called in sick last week.
100% up to speed.
But we had a show on reserve. That's why we played the Commitments episode last week that was recorded 6 months ago.
We did have a show on reserve, and it just reminded me how much I want to watch that movie again.
You ready to watch it again? That's true. It was just last week, but no, that was 6 months ago that we actually watched it.
It's true.
Yeah. You ready for a rewatch? Yeah, that movie gets better when you watch it again, I think.
Yeah. I've got too many other movies I need to be watching now because of my New Year's resolution.
You have a whole movie thing going right now. Well, we have no more shows on reserve currently. We're all out of bank shows. Now it doesn't matter how dreadful our condition gets medically, we have to crawl into the studio and keep making shows because we're out of bank shows.
Well, what I thought was, oh good, this must mean I won't get sick again.
it just means we're going to suffer through this show every week until we have to make another reserve show at some point. We'll have a show like Behind Glass. We smash the glass and pull out a reserve show in case of emergency. We don't have such a show right now.
Emergency flopping. Mm-hmm. I love it.
For now, though, we move forward. We have several silly things to get through today, just sort of catching up on what we've been up to. That's the theme today. But let's start, as we always start, Cornflake, what do you have for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
You know, Kevin, I'm a bit torn. I've got a celebrity birthday we could discuss, but also a national day. So I'm going to give you a bit of authority over National Whatever Day pick.
You know I almost always will go for a birthday.
All right. So we'll leave the National Whatever Day I was going to discuss, a mystery, for now. You can ask me. You can come find me. Hey, Cornflake, was it going to be?
Or I could wait. Maybe it'll come around next year.
That's a possibility, too.
Yeah. So who's having a birthday?
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue from The Karate Kid.
And from Back to the Future 2 and 3.
I didn't know she was in Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Wasn't she Marty McFly's girlfriend?
I don't know.
I thought she was Jennifer McFly.
I never saw Back to the Future 2 or 3.
What? You need a New Year's resolution.
I saw the first one. I liked it. Never saw it again. And never saw the sequels.
That's funny. So she's turning 55 on October 6th. So that will be her birthday.
All right. Yeah, because she did Cocktail with Tom Cruise, I think.
I think so.
I didn't see that either. Adventures in Babysitting back in the 80s.
That's what she's
Which I know
for.
People love. I've never seen it. And I saw her in the 90s. She was in that Nicolas Cage drunk movie, whatever that was called.
Doesn't he have more than one of those?
didn't he win the Oscar? It was just all about a guy who was leaving Las Vegas. He was either nominated or won the Academy Award, I think, for that movie.
For being the drunk guy.
He was a drunk guy. And Elizabeth Shue was in it as well. And that's the last time I ever saw Elizabeth Shue. So it's been over 20 years, I think, since I've seen her.
So I love that we're celebrating this birthday of this person that we know very little about.
Well, she was in one of the most important movies of all time.
Yeah.
So you got, anybody from Karate Kid, we shall celebrate their birthday.
Which is why I picked her.
Yeah. Allie? Is her name Allie in Karate Kid?
Yes.
I think. Did not appear in the sequels. I guess sort of at the very beginning of Karate Kid 2, just because they were, it picked up at the tournament from Karate Kid 1. But she wasn't in the real main part of the movie after that.
Too busy being in Back to the Future sequels, I guess.
I guess. But now they're doing the new Cobra Kai Karate Kid TV series, which is like picking up the story, 30 years later. And she was not in that. Not in season 1, at least. Wouldn't it be something? I wish they would bring her in for season 2. I don't think they will.
But they should.
If it were up to me, they'd bring in Elizabeth Shue. They'd bring in Hilary Swank.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'd bring in, what's her name? The girl in Okinawa from Karate Kid 2. I'd bring her in as well.
How are we going to find her if we don't know what her name is?
But step one is we find her name. She's on IMDb. No, it's like Tamiko Tamarin or something like that. Mm. That's pretty close, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find her. Have we covered everything we know about Elizabeth Shue?
The segment wasn't meant to be long.
No, that's true. We have a lot to cover.
There All right, you well, go. Happy birthday, Elizabeth Shue.
Let's wrap up then. Yeah, happy birthday, Elizabeth. Please show up on the set of Cobra Kai for season 2.
We have our fingers crossed.
That is our wish.
Very hopeful.
That is our birthday wish for Ms. Shue. All right, moving along. What you been up to? Because I haven't seen you in, 2 weeks or so?
Well, I'm not going to say how recently it was, but I caught up on my movie New Year's resolution for the year.
Yes.
And I had missed When Harry Met Sally for August, but I have now seen it.
You saw When Harry Met Sally in September, but that counts for your August movie.
Right. And I'm, as we record, closing in on the end of September.
Yes.
I'm trying very much to keep up. So the movie for September is going to be Flash Gordon.
Yes. What are your thoughts on When Harry Met Sally then?
I'm really glad I saw it.
Yeah.
So we watched, you and I had a movie night once with the Lost Boys, right?
Was it no.
Stand By Me.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Why do I get those?
We did watch Stand By Me.
It's because it's a group of boys. That's how I...
Hardly any vampires in Stand By Me.
Don't...
That's the main difference.
So we watched Stand By Me also. Oh,
Kiefer Sutherland is in both.
Okay.
Corey Feldman is in both.
Oh.
So they have their similarities.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Stand By Me
yep.
and When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
Both Rob Reiner movies from the
80s. Yes, yes.
And in everything that I've seen, particularly through the 90s of Meg Ryan, I always thought, wow, she looks young. I didn't think there was a way that she could look younger. But then go watch her in a movie in the 80s, and oh my goodness, it looks like they plucked her out of like junior high and teased her hair up.
She'd been around. When Harry Met Sally was 89, Meg had been around. I know she made a movie or two with Dennis Quaid. But When Harry Met Sally was really her. That's when America fell in love with Meg Ryan.
Yeah, I would say.
Harry Met Sally. You had Bruno Kirby.
Yes. And Carrie Fisher. How did I not know that Carrie Fisher was in that movie?
They were sort of paired off in this movie, like the B storyline couple. Man, I miss Bruno Kirby.
Yeah.
He was so good.
That movie did also make me miss Carrie Fisher.
I miss them both. Yes, good point. Not to say I don't miss Carrie. But Carrie Fisher wasn't in Tin Men.
It's true. Something that I very much liked about the movie is that it was made in the 80s and largely set in the 80s. So it starts out in 1977 with the two of them doing their cross-country drive.
Leaving college.
Right.
Yeah. So when Billy Crystal was right on the brink, he was still young enough that he could sort of vaguely play college age for the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. After that, he's not fooling anyone.
Yeah, because the years go by over the course of the movie, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And there's this scene where... Let me just put it this way. Meg Ryan acts out any diner. That's my very neutral way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman...
Yeah, people know the scene. It's a very, very famous scene.
That scene.
Yeah.
The woman who pipes up and goes, I'll have what she's having.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, that's Estelle Reiner.
As in Rob Reiner's mother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is something I did not know about that scene.
Sure.
So that Billy Crystal's character... Why can't I remember his name at this point?
Harry.
What's wrong with me? I have not had enough of this coffee.
I haven't seen this movie in decades, but somehow I was still able to come up. Don't ask me how I did it, but I just remembered Billy's character's name. I'm pretty sure it was Harry.
Why do you still let me be on this show, Kevin?
It's mostly for comic relief, you know? I like the Pictionary scene.
Yeah, that's a good one.
To this day, again, I haven't seen this movie in so long, but I still laugh over Baby Fishmouth.
Baby Fishmouth.
To this day.
I think I'm going to always be laughing about that wagon wheel coffee table.
The wagon wheel coffee table is a highlight of the movie as well. Yes. All right, so you enjoyed your August movie.
In September, yes.
In September. And we're going to get you all caught up for September. With Flash Gordon.
I can't wait.
We're going to make this happen. I am personally arranging a private screening of Flash Gordon for you.
Because, how would I do this New Year's resolution without you,
yes,
Kevin?
Yes, yes. So we're going to get you in right under the wire for September very soon. For now, let's move on. I got to tell you what I've been doing.
Cool.
I went to a bunch of shows, believe it or not. It's kind of been my theme for the year.
Tell me more.
Well, another theme for the year is this has really been like the year of Mystery Science Theater 3000 for me personally. Well, we go to all the Riff Tracks live events, but then we saw Mary Jo Peel at Convergence, got to meet Mary Jo out there for the first time, which was cool. And then at Dragon Con, Joel was there at Dragon Con, Joel Hodson, with our buddy Grant. I saw them both doing a presentation about the puppetry of MST3K. There's a new comic book out. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There's a Mystery Science Theater 3000 comic book. The first issue just came out.
How does that work?
It's very clever. I thought that they were just going to put the silhouettes, you know, at the bottom of the comic book panels on the page. But they went even crazier than that. They actually are redrawing Mystery Science Theater character heads over the heads of characters in these old comic stories.
Oh.
As in, the first issue, it's a reporter, I think, like a newspaper reporter. They put Tom Servo, the robot's head, over that character. So it's like Tom Servo is being inserted into this story. Plus, they're adding all kinds of new dialogue, like making fun of the story throughout the whole thing. Right. So it's very cleverly done.
Wow.
There's also the live tour. They're doing the new MST3K live tour again this year, which I missed last year. But they're coming to Boston very soon. In mid-October, they're going to be in Boston. So we're going to go see MST3K live with Joel and Jonah and Grant and the robots. Everybody's coming on the tour.
My goodness.
So that'll be fun. I'm going to see them in Boston. And you may remember I saw the Mads earlier this year.
I was thinking that, yeah.
TV's Frank and Dr. Forrester, they do their ongoing, never-ending live Mads tour. And I saw them down at the Odeum Theater in Rhode Island back in the spring or the winter, sometime several months back. Well, they were just in the Boston area. They came back around and they did a show at a theater just outside of Boston. So the mayor and I went, because the mayor was not able to join me at the earlier show this year. When I saw them earlier this year, they were showing Glenn or Glinda, the Ed Wood cross-dressing themed movie, I guess you'd call it, Glenn or Glinda, which is an absolutely bizarre movie. For this show, they showed Glenn or Glinda. They were doing the same movie.
Oh!
So I watched the Mads do Glenn or Glinda twice live this year. Still fantastic the second time.
I was going to ask, is it the same?
It's mostly the same, although they do mix it up. And they even, because these shows are live and they're doing them so much, they mix in like topical jokes. Like they'll drop in jokes based on stuff in the news currently. So they'll actually kind of surprise each other sometimes and throw in some new jokes on the fly. Here's a weird celebrity sighting in the crowd. Before the show started, just wandering up the aisle, he walked right by us, so we kind of waved a quick hello. Emo Phillips was there.
Oh, wow.
We were just taking our seats, and we were like, oh, hey, there's Emo. Emo was actually doing a show at this same theater that same night, after the Mads show. So he was hanging out.
Might as well, right?
Emo went wandering by before they started. And then they brought him up at the end of the show as well. He came up just to kind of wave hello as they were doing some Q&A.
Oh, cool.
When they were done riffing on Glenn or Glinda. So, so much stuff going on with Mystery Science Theater this year, and more to come, because, yikes, they're coming to town. Mystery Science Theater live in October.
Amazing.
That'll be good. A few days after that, I went to another crazy retro 80s act that I'd never seen before, because I've been to so many of those this year. But I went back to the Paradise in Boston.
Uh-huh.
We have plans coming up there later this year, don't we?
You and
yes. I? Yeah, we do. But I was there just last week. Cornflake, get this. It was Gary Numan.
Oh, my goodness. How is he sounding these days?
Really, really good. I didn't know what to expect. I knew it'd be good because I have friends who are way into Gary Numan.
Currently way into Gary Numan.
Yeah, current Gary Numan fans.
I'm sure this doesn't surprise you when I say I haven't heard from him since the 80s.
And the early 80s at that.
Yeah.
He was on the very early end of the new wave movement. And most people know the one song.
Yep.
We know Cars.
How could you not?
And that's it. And that absolutely one of the classics of synth pop and of new wave. And he was one of the pioneers of that sound.
So what was it like going to the Paradise and having him play that song Cars over and over again?
Yes. Yeah, that first album was Pleasure Principle, I think it was called. And even you listen to that album, it's a great album, but it all sounds like Cars. Everything on it is in that same style. Gary's latest album came out last year, and it was called Savage, Songs from a Broken World. And it's like a concept album. And it's like post-apocalyptic. It's like the earth has been destroyed environmentally, and this is the ruins of society. And his music has gotten a lot heavier and a lot darker, and it's really like more of an industrial synth sound as opposed to the pure poppy stuff of the past. It sounds really cool, but it's also much, much darker. Mm. Good stuff. I really like it. I didn't know if he had a band. Is this just going to be him surrounded by keyboards with video screens? That would not have surprised me going in, but this was a band, and he didn't even play much keyboard himself. He was mostly just up front singing.
Wow.
Yeah. I was also planning on kind of hanging back towards the back of the room. I wasn't going to wrestle my way through a bunch of crazy Gary Newman fans to be to be right. How close do you need to be for Gary Newman, you know?
Right.
Was my thought. But I was recognized, and I was waved to the front. By one of the two people in the room that I knew. I had two friends that were there. One of them I did not see all night. That was Sarah Richard, comic book artist Sarah Richard. I know Sarah's a huge Gary Newman fan. She was one of the people that convinced me that I should go see him because she's seen him many times. And she was there, but she was like on the other side of the stage, I think. And I did not actually see her all night. But my friend Jim waved me up to the front. And this is Jim Savard, who we've had on the Flopcast.
Oh, yeah.
You may remember several years back, because he is a comic book creator also. Both of my friends who are into Gary Newman are also comic book creators. Jim is a comic book writer. I go back to junior high with this guy. This is one of the other survivors, like me, of that crazy little junior high in Woonsocket.
So when you say crazy Gary Newman fans, are Sarah and Jim good examples of what makes it crazy?
They're way into Gary Newman, yeah.
Okay.
And I guess I am too now, because, a very impressive show. Yeah, I recommend. Check out the new music and the old music, but check out the new stuff from Gary Newman, which I thought would be my last crazy retro 80s show of the year, but there might be one more coming up.
If there's a way for you to get to a crazy 80s show, you're going to find it.
Try and keep me away. All right, one more. The other thing we did just a few days ago as we record was the mayor and I went to a show as part of the Bust Out Boston Music Festival. Bust Out Boston, it's a group of musicians and producers and people, and they are promoting women, marginalized gender identities, and gender nonconforming artists. So they spell women with a Y, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of a group. So really just kind of promoting inclusion in the Boston music scene, which is very cool. And we especially wanted to go see one of the shows that was part of this Bust Out Boston Music Festival because two of our favorite bands were there, Stars Like Ours, who I know we saw them for the first time last year after the Women's March. And they were awesome. And Petty Morals were there, who, of course, we've mentioned time and again on the Flopcast, because I hope you people are listening to me. Seek out Petty Morals.
Yes.
Check out the music of Petty Morals. Such super cool, super fun music from these women. Dance rock, I guess you'd call it. And you still haven't seen them.
Have not.
We still have to get you to a live Petty Morals show.
That would be so cool.
One of these days, because you'll love them. And there was a third artist closing out the evening called Vequency. And it's spelled capital V, capital Q, lowercase n, capital C.
Oh.
So it's tricky.
Yes.
Yeah, I had no idea how to pronounce that until I heard people saying the name out loud at the show.
When you say frequency, I imagine a spelling that makes it rhyme with frequency.
Well, yeah.
I would not have imagined it spelled
the way that's the natural logical conclusion, I think. See how we work things out together as a team?
It's true.
What was Meg Ryan's character's name? I keep forgetting. Anyway, Vequency.
Was it Esmeralda?
I think it was Vequency.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, this act might be a tribute to When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Vequency.
They were very cool also. This was like a whole band with a saxophone and a guy just working like a thing, some kind of little electronic box. Very different from the other bands of the night. A little more sort of R&B-ish, I guess.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So very impressive evening. This was at the Burren.
That's really cool.
The back room of the Burren.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a back room back there.
Yeah. I've seen an a cappella show back there.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah. That secret back room at the Burren that was hosting this Bust Out Boston Music Festival. So, yeah, that's what I was running around doing lately. I think we're caught up on me.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Okay.
What else do we have? We have what's in the bag.
Do we now?
Yeah.
There's a bag.
This is a bag, and this is a mystery to me, as well as to you. I don't know what's in this bag.
Okay.
It showed up in the old Flopcast mailbag. Let me go fetch the bag.
If neither you nor I know what is in the bag, how do we know that we're prepared to open it?
Well, this is heavy. This is like a big, heavy thing.
You got that there?
This, I believe, was sent to us by a regular listener and correspondent of ours, Arturo.
Oh, Arturo.
Yeah, who's been a big supporter of the Flapcast. He's sent us lots of chickens in the news.
Yeah.
And lots of other stuff that we use on the show.
I can't think of chickens in the news without thinking about Arturo.
And now he sent us a bag.
Okay.
Right, so we are going to remove a big, heavy thing from this bag. All right, it's out of the bag. There's a note on it. Dear Kevin, Cornflake, and Mayor, I heard about this back in March, and I immediately knew it was a moral imperative that the Flopcast crew have a copy. So here it is. Note, it can also be pronounced Chihen.
Chihen.
All right. Regards, Arturo. And this is a book. This is a big black hardcover book called Chicken.
Kevin, that's the all-black chicken you've been looking for.
Is this that mysterious all-black chicken in New Hampshire?
Black chicken is a book.
It turns out it was a book all this time. This is a big hardcover book called Chicken by Moreno Monti and Matteo Tranchellini. And I'm probably mispronouncing one or both of those names.
Yeah, that could be Tranchellini.
That's got to be pretty close. Let's open this up and see what's going on. This appears to be a beautiful book of stunning chicken photography.
With quotes.
With quotes. Look at this. So it's all, wow, this, oh, here's one of those mysterious all-black chickens. See that?
Yeah.
There's a picture of one of those super all-black chickens in here.
And the page is black, so you can almost,
the whole book
like
is very
hiding.
Black. Yeah, the background of all these
what
photos
is black. What
is
the quote
is
next to the black chicken?
Look at the quote.
It's from Christian Dior.
You can wear black at any time. You can wear it at any age. You may wear it for almost any occasion. That's true. I wear a lot of black, you may have noticed.
Yes.
It matches my soul.
Look at that.
That is a beautiful all-black chicken. So, wow, we can't read this whole book right now.
Why not?
But, I'm flipping through. There's like super close-ups of just parts of a chicken on some of this. They zoom way in on the feathers and the wings. This is a gorgeous book.
This is remarkable. Arturo, thank you.
Most of the Flopcast from now on is just going to be you and me quietly paging through this book.
Thumbing through the chicken
book. So our apologies to the listeners. Oh, some of these pages, fold out extra. Look at that.
That is remarkable. That's That's a 4-page spread.
Yeah, this folds out and then it folds. This is like an Al Jaffe mad folding. Thank you so much, Arturo. This is gorgeous. And yikes, we're going to
treasure it
and learn even more about chickens and talk about chickens even more on the show from now on.
How can we even do that?
You've inspired us to really step up our coverage of chickens here on the show. Wow.
Step up our poultry game.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. You can't top that. We got to wrap this show up.
Yeah, what kind of... Wow.
There's another Chickens in the News that we still have on reserve, and it shall continue to be on reserve for a while, I think. It's getting bumped again.
No.
It got bumped by this chicken book.
Our listeners are going to start to riot, you know.
People are desperate to learn about our next Chickens in the News. Someone just commented to me this week, they can't wait, we left them hanging as far as what's the next Chickens in the News, and that person was Drew, the co-host of Earth Station DCU.
Oh, Drew.
Because I was just on Earth Station DCU this week.
Yeah.
It was me and Drew and Cletus, and also Mike Gordon from Earth Station 1. So the four of us were discussing Batman Gotham by Gaslight, which is a... Well, it was a comic book originally. It was a comic book story about 30 years ago. But just this year, they made an animated movie version of it. So we were discussing the new animated movie version of Batman Gotham by Gaslight. It's really cool. It's really good. But it's like an alternative version of Batman. It's like, what if the Batman story took place in the Victorian era? And what if Batman had to go up against Jack the Ripper? That's the concept. And it's a classic Batman story and really nicely done as an animated movie this year. And I think it's available. You can stream it or rent it or get the Blu-ray. You know, it's out there. But we break it all down on Earth Station DCU episode 117, which just came out this week, right here on the ESO Network. And we have one more quick plug for this week.
What's that?
That is that as this show comes out, we are 2 weeks away from Super Megafest.
Sweet.
We've been to Super Mega Fest many times. Super Mega Fest will be October 13th and 14th. And here's something weird. You know how they were in Framingham before, and then they moved to Marlborough, Massachusetts?
Yes.
They're moving back to Framingham.
The hotel?
The hotel. That Sheraton Hotel in Framingham, where it used to be all those years.
Oh, wow.
It was very, very crowded over there, just because it's narrow corridors, and we were all kind of squished in at the Framingham location. But people loved it over there. That space has some character to it. And I think people really missed being over there. Super Mega Fest listened to the people, I guess. And they're going back to that Framingham Hotel.
Whatever makes you happy, I guess.
So going back, October 13th through the 14th. In Framingham, Massachusetts, it's Super Mega Fest. And we don't have any formal plans for Mega Fest. But I am planning on being there, though. So I will be wandering around throughout the weekend, so I'll look for me there. I'll have some Flopcast ribbons with me, certainly. So if anyone does happen to find me there, I'd be happy to give you a Flopcast Robilar ribbon. Although they don't have badges at Super Mega Fest. I think they just do wristbands there. So I'll give you a badge ribbon, but you will not have a badge to put it on. Just stick it to your head.
I was thinking that same thing. So the advice across the board, stick it to your head.
It'll be easy to spot Flopcast listeners at Super Mega Fest. We'll be the ones with Robilar on our heads. That'll be good. But a bunch of guests at Mega Fest, of course. They always gather up a big wacky pile of guests, and we're not going to list all the guests right now. Just a handful that are of interest to me.
Okay, let's hear it. I haven't heard any of the guests.
Me and me alone.
I am curious.
So yeah, there are a bunch of comics creators, of course. Mike Grell, I'm a big fan of, and Mike Grell's going to be there. I think they just announced Peter Laird is coming, and that's one of the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's right.
So Peter's going to be there. From the world of wrestling, from back in the old 80s World Wrestling Federation days, one of the announcers, the guy that would interview everybody, was Mean Gene Okerlund. Mm-hmm. Remember that little dude with the mustache?
Mean Gene, yep.
Mean Gene Okerlund is going to be there. I don't think I've ever seen him at a show.
I have not.
So that'll be fun, seeing Mean Gene there. I don't follow wrestling anymore, but back in the 80s I did. So that's my guy. I remember Mean Gene Okerlund.
Back in the 80s, how could you get away?
It's all we had in the 80s. Among the celebrity guest actors and whatnot at MegaFest, though, a couple of big reunions that I'm very excited about. One of which is Leave It to Beaver.
Reunion.
A Leave It to Beaver reunion. They're going to have Wally and Beaver there together.
That's cool.
That is Tony Dow, who was Wally, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver, as they said on the show.
Of course.
Now, I was such a huge Leave It to Beaver fan when I was a kid. I haven't watched the show in a million years. I used to see the reruns in the 80s. I watched every episode 1,000 times back in the 80s.
That's what I did too.
And I met Jerry Mathers at a thing many years ago, back in the 90s. I met Jerry Mathers and Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell. Jerry and Ken did an appearance at a weird thing I was at many, many years ago. I've never seen Tony Dow anywhere, but this is going to be Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow, the Cleaver Boys, together again.
So cool.
That'll be very fun. I hope, I'm sure they'll do a Q&A together, and I hope I can see it, because that'll be fun. What I love about Leave It to Beaver is that it's weird. Like, Leave It to Beaver got that kids are weird.
Mm.
And people kind of brush it off as, oh, it's the 50s and this super sweet, perfect Hollywood vision of a sitcom family. But Leave It to Beaver, there was some strange stuff on there. And they let kids just be very strange, as kids really are.
Right.
You know? Kids are creepy and weird.
It's true.
That's why I avoid them. The other big reunion I'm excited about at Super Mega Fest, Lost in Space. We're getting a nice Lost in Space reunion there, including Mark Goddard, who was Major Don West. And he goes to a lot of local shows. We've seen a lot of Mark because I believe he lives around here. So we're getting Mark. We're getting Marta Kristen
again.
And Mark and Marta were together just a couple years ago at a local show. And that's when we had Marta on the show.
I loved that interview.
She is a delight. Judy Robinson herself. We had Marta Kristen here on the Flopcast a couple years ago. She's coming back. Angela Cartwright is coming. She was the younger daughter on Lost in Space. Penny Robinson, also very well known from The Sound of Music. She's one of the Von Trapp kids. Angela's going to be there as well. And Billy Mumy is coming. That's Will Robinson himself, Bill Mumy. People know him from Lost in Space and from Babylon 5 and from Twilight Zone and from Barnes & Barnes in the comedy music world, of course, and from so many of his music projects.
I forgot about Barnes & Barnes.
And Bill Mumy is actually going to be doing his own solo acoustic concert Saturday night during Super Megafest.
What?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. Okay, you look shocked.
This was all sounding interesting, but maybe I'll just hear about it later since you're going until you said that.
I don't think he's going to do fish heads.
What? No, he needs to. You don't understand.
I'm guessing that he's not going to dip into the Barnes & Barnes catalog.
Why not?
He's done a lot of other music projects over the years. He did a record just this past year or so with a band called the Action Skulls, which includes Vicky Peterson from the Bangles.
So, should we make a bet right now?
What's that? We're going to bet on fish heads?
Yes.
That's a fantastic idea. We should absolutely bet on fish heads right now. Wow, Cornflake. This is going to make up for you forgetting who Billy Crystal played in When Harry Met Sally. I love the idea of betting on fish heads. All right, so the question is, at Super Megafest, at Bill Mumy's solo acoustic concert, is he going to perform fish heads? I'm going to say no. You're going to say yes.
Overwhelmingly yes.
Okay. Now, what are the stakes? What are we betting?
Yeah, we have to figure that out. Because you and I are not betting types. No, that's just the thing. This is way out of character for us.
We don't do a lot of gambling.
But it's a must in this particular case because fish heads.
You know I only go to casinos if Christopher Cross is performing that night.
It's true.
All right, what are the stakes? The loser has to do something.
Well, I can think of at least one automatically comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if I win, we get to have iced coffee all winter.
Oh, that's diabolical.
But if you win.
Yep. It can't be we have hot coffee because we would have hot coffee anyway.
Right.
Wow. All right.
If you win.
If I win, what do you have to do? We are the worst gamblers.
We are. We're the worst.
All right. We might have to still work on this.
Okay.
Listeners, if you have any idea what the bet should be, right. We will take suggestions. Let's leave it at that for now because we have to wrap up this show. Cornflake, get us out of here and we'll work out the details of the bet later on.
Okay. Please come find us on the internet, won't you? At flopcast.net or on Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast. On Facebook at facebook.com/flopcast or on Instagram with @_flopcast. That's our handle there.
Sounds about right. All right, Cornflake, thanks for another Flopcast. And in the words of our birthday girl, Elizabeth Shue, I'll see you in Cobra Kai Season 2. And that's a promise from me, Elizabeth Shue.
Peace and cookies.
Did you know the ESO Network has a brand new Patreon? That's right. We're asking for your help, and you could do it for as little as $1 a month. Don't fret. All your favorite shows will still be available for free as always. But you can get exclusive podcasts and more not heard anywhere else but on our Patreon. To sign for the ESO Network Patreon's easy. All you have to do is go to esopodcast.com and click on the link. With your support of the ESO Network, it's you who will reap the rewards.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
That is by far my favorite because it's also character-driven and the stakes are high and there's much more of a mystery and intrigue to it.
A game like Wolfenstein, which people are saying are one of the most socially important video games of the past 10 years.
Catch our shows on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on over 30 more podcast outlets, including our friends right here at the ESO Network.
Cornflake, after show.
After show time.
This has got to be quick. We're actually on deadline right now.
After show time.
We have things to do.
Yes, that's a true thing.
Anything for the after show?
Have you ever had pumpkin beer?
Pumpkin? Absolutely, I've had pumpkin beer.
What
do you have pumpkin
thoughts?
Beer over there? Are you about to crack open a pumpkin beer for the after show?
No, I just wanted to talk about pumpkin beer.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, what are your thoughts on pumpkin beer?
I bought pumpkin beer yesterday.
On purpose?
Let's say yes.
To buy some other kind of beer, you ended up with pumpkin beer?
I'm not a big pumpkin beer guy.
Right.
But I like to sample a little bit every year. You know, tis the season. I'll have a pumpkin beer or two. Sure.
So those of you not in the New England area, like pumpkin. Well, I guess.
I think people know pumpkin beer everywhere. It's everywhere.
But
it's
out there. In New England in particular, we seem to be very pumpkin-y at this time of year.
Oh, yes, we are.
But I had some pumpkin beer the other day.
Really? You're not a big beer drinker.
I'm not. Now and again, I'll find a beer that I like.
You had a pumpkin beer?
I did. And
what'd you think?
Well, a little bit of context. I was at a charity event, Mini Golf for Good.
Okay.
So there was a beer truck there.
If I was at a mini golf charity event, I would also be drinking heavily.
Yes.
And questioning my choices.
That's what you do. So let me just say this. The line at the beer truck was long.
Yeah.
I did not stand in it because I don't like beer. So I was sitting
at, so far, this right, makes perfect sense.
I was avoiding the beer. Yeah. And then one of my friends got some pumpkin beer and sets it down to me. She goes, you know, check this out. It's pumpkin beer. And I sniff it. And I think it smells like a Yankee Candle.
Sure.
And then I drink it. And it tastes what I imagine a Yankee Candle would taste like.
They load it up with all the pumpkin spices, you know?
Crazy, crazy. And I said, I don't like this. And she goes, well, I don't either. And she walked away. Kevin, I drank that entire cup. Like, I kept drinking it and going, I don't like this, and putting it down. Wow. And
did
I still
you kind of Tom Sawyer her? Like, you tricked her into just abandoning her beer, where really you did just want to chug the whole thing down all along? Like, wow, pumpkin beer sure is awful. That was a huge mistake, buying that whole full cup of pumpkin beer. You should really just get up and walk away, and we'll both think about how much we both hate pumpkin beer.
I
and
think that's what happened.
Glug, 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 right?
Drink it all. That's
fantastic. You are a genius.
Still don't like it.
Yeah, sure.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.